Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. This is episode 95 of The Big Show. And as ever, I am so glad you're here. Thanks so much for tuning in. As typical, you know, there's a ton of stuff to talk about, but today I'm going to be fairly focused on one company and one set of news, and that is our good friends over at Google. Now, anybody who listens to the show with any regularity or reads the blog over at timpeter.com/blog knows that I don't cover the financial markets too often. I don't really pay a lot of attention on a day-to-day basis with what's going on with revenues and profits and things like that for the various companies across the various industries that make up our marketing universe. Because in the longer term, those things more or less work themselves out. But there was some big news worth paying attention to from the past week. And that is that Google reported its quarterly earnings. And its quarterly earnings shocked Wall Street with its revelation that its revenues and its profits have slowed somewhat. Now, let's start with the obvious. Google made a boatload of money, you know, a metric crap ton of money. We should all be so lucky to have Google's problems. They only made, quote unquote, $3.7 billion. That's billion with a B last quarter. And their profits were up 23%. Of course, Wall Street, the markets, weren't so thrilled with that, because last year, in the same period, their profits were up 27%. And as you know, Google makes most of its money on paid clicks. This year, they were only up 17%, compared with a 26% increase last year during the same time. So it's fair to look at this and say, wait, whoa, what's happening with Google? And more importantly, the reason I want to talk about it is because, let's face it, most of your business probably comes to you from either paid search or natural search. And if Google is seeing, you know, its clicks, its click growth slowing, it's worth taking a look at and saying, what's happening and what does that mean for your business? Well, the problem at its core for Google probably won't surprise anyone who's listened to this show for any period of time, and that is mobile. Now, mobile growth in search is still huge. Marketing Charts has data that showed 40% of all search now occurs on mobile, which just shows how much customers increasingly use mobile for their browsing, for their shopping, and, you know, at least occasionally, for buying. Mobile plays a really big role in terms of actually helping your customers make a decision. So if mobile is growing and mobile search is growing and search on mobile is growing as a share of overall search, why isn't Google getting a better business result? And the answer is that Google hasn't been able to monetize its mobile traffic near as well. That's according to GigaOm. Now, they still hold almost a 70% share on desktop search. It's about 67% or so. But what's happening is that consumers are often choosing apps instead of search when they're looking for the products and services that they want. Search Engine Land has a piece that came out that talks about where the split is, where the revenue split is. On desktop, you're seeing display revenues eating up about 30%, excuse me, you're seeing display spend by companies is about 30% of their spend in digital. And search is about 43%. So search is about 50% larger than display when you talk about desktop activity, right? Marketing spend. And on mobile, search and display are roughly even. They split out about 51-47. Now, the reason for the discrepancy in the numbers is obviously on desktop, there are a lot more places you can spend your money than just display and just search. On mobile, that's pretty much your only options are search with someone like Google or display using something like iAds or Google Ads that are actually built into apps. So this big split that you're seeing on desktop doesn't really occur because people aren't using mobile search near so much as they're using their apps. And if you look at it, you know, you wonder who's gaining ground on Google. And it really varies by vertical. In retail, Amazon is running away with things quite a bit. In fact, Eric Schmidt just said so in a talk he gave in Berlin. Though as ZDNet points out, that might be at least in part to deflect some antitrust scrutiny, particularly in Europe, where Eric Schmidt was when he made the remarks. That's Google chairman Eric Schmidt, obviously. But, you know, the reality is Amazon is doing a spectacular job when they're using mobile in terms of helping their customers use mobile to browse and shop and buy in ways that, you know, Google is struggling. If you're looking to buy retail, very often the Amazon app is going to be one of the first places you look, or the Zappos app, right? Or any of those tools that Amazon also makes. Now, in travel, it's people like Booking.com and Kayak. They've done a terrific job. In job search, it's people like Indeed. Somebody like Apple is doing very, very well in tech, though let's be fair, they don't make a lot of money on the ads. They make money on the devices. But again, they're winning the mobile space really well, as we've seen with their incredible sales for the iPhones and things like that. And in local, you've got people like Yelp, who, frankly, I think Yelp has the opportunity to be the biggest winner of them all. They've just added the ability to make reservations for hotels and, this one's kind of weird, winery tours. But hey, cool, right? If you're a winery and you want people to come and tour your facility, you want people to come tour your winery, you now have a distribution channel that didn't exist before. Yelp has had the ability to take reservations, table reservations for restaurants, restaurant reservations for some time. And you can also message businesses directly. Your customers can message you directly through Yelp, which is a really nice feature that a lot of consumers seem to value. I think it's going to be very interesting to see what Yelp does in terms of payments, whether they support Apple Pay, whether they support Google Wallet, whether they do both. You know, OpenTable, which is a competitor to Yelp, at least in the restaurant space, already supports payments, including Apple Pay. And I think Yelp almost certainly has to respond. The net result of these different types of apps being used by your customers when they're looking for you, though, is pretty well summed up in some eMarketer data that I talked about a couple months ago, where the share of other, quote-unquote, other search apps, so not Google, not Bing, not Ask, not Yahoo, not AOL, but the use of other apps, other tools for search on mobile is now at 23%. And that's up from only 5.4% just a couple of years ago. Consumer use of search on mobile is still growing, but it's not growing at anywhere near the same pace as the use of apps. And to be fair, Google's not the only one who's struggling with this. eBay has been, you know, getting killed on mobile in terms of its success. And as Engadget points out, Google spent more money in terms of R&D in the past quarter than it had spent this time last year. So maybe that will help it in the long run. I wouldn't count Google out. I wouldn't actually say, oh, Google's screwed or anything like that. I would simply say they've obviously are struggling to figure out how to make mobile work for their business as well as they have in the past. Now, the reason you might care is because you might see a decline in business coming to you because Google's, you know, you might be see your growth from Google slowing as well. So really the important question is, what can you do about this? And I'd make some recommendations that I've talked about before, but I think they're still worth mentioning, of diversify from search. You know, look for other opportunities, including avoiding other intermediaries where possible, because anything that's happening to Google could happen to any of the others over time. Not that you don't want to grow those channels. You do. You just may want to grow your own direct channels more. So look at things like, how can you build your email list and how can you make email work more effectively for you? Things we've talked about plenty of times before. Grow your database, talk more directly to your customers, and use that to your advantage. Bypass those intermediaries where you can. Look at social channels. How can you grow your interaction with customers through social more effectively? You need to measure what's working for you, and in particular, look at how attribution models can help you determine the channels that really drive your sales. And finally, learn from what other market leaders are doing. What are Amazon and Indeed and Booking.com and Kayak and OpenTable and Yelp and all those folks doing on mobile to help their customers accomplish their goals? And how can you leverage those to help your customers accomplish your goals, or their goals, and help you accomplish your goals? So, you know, Google has hit this tiny little rough patch. You know, I suspect they will work their way out of it. But don't let their struggles become your struggles. Because while we've been sitting here saying, what just happened to Google? You don't want to find yourself a quarter from now, or 2 quarters from now, or a year from now, saying, what just happened to me? Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it. It means so much to me. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher is by going and searching for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, Tim Peter Thinks, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And I want to remind you that you can email me with any comments or questions, concerns, thoughts, general concepts that have entered your mind that you'd love to talk about. Just drop me a line at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that's podcast@timpeter.com. I'd love to hear from you. And, you know, I often read those emails here on the show. With that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend. And I'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.